The choices of music of our guests concern me today. Sean Fetteplace needed some Twisted Sister. Last hour, Joe Zepecki's here now, needed some Guns N' Roses. I got coffee. You guys, neither one of you have coffee, or do you need that much more on a Monday to wake up?
I'm not a coffee drinker. I usually don't admit that publicly. I can't do hot liquids. I don't do tea. I don't do coffee. I get my caffeine later in the day from a single can of soda a day is what I allow myself.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. Music will get it done. I got no problem with that. Political analyst Joe Zepecki talking this hour about the Inflation Reduction Act, the Biden agenda, things that got done, things that didn't get done. And I want to start with something that didn't get done, basically because it got voted down. So my two cents on this is quite simple. Republicans really missed a gimme. They were so hoping that either Manchin or Sinema would blow this thing up at the last minute. And when what they could say, you know what, this bill is going to pass with 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. So let's at least not be on the wrong side of a vote on capping the price of insulin. And instead, a few Republicans, had the courage to vote for that amendment. But Ron Johnson didn't. Jody Ernst from Iowa, who said insulin prices were one of her, pet issues, she voted no on it. Joe, is there something more to it, or do I feel like just Republicans just missed a golden opportunity to not have that be a liability for the rest of this year?
I thought it would be a long time before we saw a strategy, a choice, a decision by Republicans stupider than the one they made a couple weeks ago to mess with veterans who were exposed to toxic burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. That was one of the dumbest political blunders I have seen in a long time, to the point that you sit there and you go, man, it's going to be a while until you see one that is this bad. Well, just kidding. Now Republicans have chosen within 10 days later to oppose a $35 a month cap on insulin, which is not a nice to have. It's not a, boy, wouldn't it be great? Insulin is required for diabetics to live. The patent for insulin was sold for a single dollar about 100 years ago. The drug companies have made their money back, and the amounts that they charge are outrageous. And there are tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites who have diabetes and require insulin to live. And Ron Johnson just voted against making their insulin more affordable. Wow, is that bad politics on top of bad policy?
I heard one attempt from him to respond to it, and I have to say, I normally try to process an answer and give it the benefit of the doubt, or at least try to interpret it. All I got out of it was word salad. I don't know what it is he was justifying his no vote on.
But that's the thing. On issue after issue, he's just playing politics and doing the bidding of what Mitch McConnell and national Republicans seem to be telling him to do. Ron Johnson started his political career as Mr. Manufacturing and voted against the CHIPS bill in the last 2 weeks. 14 Republicans voted for that so we could be more competitive with China, reshore American manufacturing for things like semiconductors, and Ron Johnson votes no. He doesn't have a leg to stand on these. That's why it's word salad. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just thinking that the politics are more important than the people he was sent to serve, is what it looks like.
Let's talk about helping more of the workforce. And we know that Ron Johnson's been on the wrong side of other issues, like, jobs coming to Oshkosh, instead are not coming to Oshkosh, and he refuses to fight for them. But to keep the discussion on the Inflation Reduction Act, We have talked a lot about the climate sections of the bill and the investments that are going to be made, but this isn't just about doing less damage to the climate. This is jobs related material as well.
Oh yeah, this is an economic stimulus package, particularly for blue collar union jobs. And the way they've done this is with 10 years of tax credits with really aggressive labor standards incentives, right? So if you want to build a utility scale wind or solar farm, you're going to get a 30% tax credit if you pay prevailing wage, if you offer benefits, if you employ a certain number of apprentices. All of those are designed to incentivize hiring union workers. That's fantastic. On top of that, there are going to be additional benefits if your project is made using American-made materials, right? So if you're building wind turbines or you're putting out those solar arrays, if you're using American-manufactured materials, you'll get an additional incentive on top of that. And so when you start looking at those pieces of it, and by the way, our junior senator, Tammy Baldwin, played a pivotal role in making sure that the Made in America stuff was part of this, as she did in the bipartisan infrastructure law. This is not just a big win on climate, which it is, to be clear. It is also a big win for Wisconsin workers and for unions who, have an opportunity in the coming decade plus to really grow their ranks, to get more people into the trades, to build these utility scale installations. I mean, we already knew in the last couple of months that solar is about to go boom here in Wisconsin. When you look at the amount of projects that are in the pipeline, there's a lot of solar development coming. This is going to turbocharge that and make it so that more of those jobs are completed by Wisconsin workers, by Wisconsin union workers, and are done using American-made materials. That's a win-win-win.
But Joe, Congressman Tom Tiffany told us that the problems with the Texas grid are because they embraced wind and solar, and the wind doesn't blow enough. And he has suggested so many other things that indicate somebody who, he said, thank God for climate change 10,000 years ago, when the glaciers all receded. So clearly there's still some selling to do for the congressman from the 7th district and those who support him about the benefits. I think because they've just so been trained that, anything that might be good for the economy and good for the climate is equals Green New Deal equals AOC equals bad. And that's a pattern that needs to be broken.
Yeah. I mean, the part of what's so surprising is that a lot of this development is happening because of the marketplace. Our conservative friends love to talk about the power of the marketplace. And when you look at what's happening in the marketplace, oil and gas companies, fossil fuel companies, they are starting to transition to cleaner, renewable energy. So this is happening anyways. What public policy can do and what the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress are doing is now making sure that the private sector, doesn't go and do this for the 5 cent materials made from China. They're trying to make sure these projects get completed the right way, which is with American workers, with American materials, and with employment standards that make sure people are paid an honest day's wage for an honest day's work, that they have benefits so that if they're hurt on the job, they can go to a doctor, they can get the care that they need. This is exactly how it's supposed to work, where the marketplace, sets kind of the contours, and then public policy can come in and make sure that something is done right. I think it's fantastic. And frankly, maybe we should have Congressman Tiffany stand next to one of these wind turbines and they can have a contest to see which one can create more energy blowing hard. But
Joe Zepecki is not in the bill. No, it's not. Joe Zepecki is with us, political analyst who writes a healthy amount of content about all of this, explaining these issues and what people are voting for or against on our website. So go to upnorthnewswi.com. And you won't have to scroll long at all to see what Joe Specky is telling folks about. Let's turn our attention to the healthcare aspects of this, starting with the way that it's estimated that about 150,000 Wisconsinites will not see an increase in the cost of their health insurance. And had that increase come through, an estimated 43,000 Wisconsinites would face the prospect of losing their health insurance coverage. Joe, that's one of several healthcare elements in the Inflation Reduction Act. That one is quite a win for people that, again, don't want to have to job shop just based on where they can get health insurance.
Yeah, there's two big healthcare wins in this that make this a BFD if it was just a healthcare piece of legislation. This is the most important healthcare legislation, healthcare reform, since passage of the Affordable Care Act. That's how big a deal this is. So what you're referring to, Pat, is these advanced premium tax credits, which at the height of the pandemic, when people were, you know, the economy was struggling, people were losing their jobs. And you know, when you really don't want to have, when you really don't want to find yourself not having health insurance during a pandemic. So Democrats in Congress, the Biden administration, through the American Rescue Plan, made sure that nobody who buys an Obamacare plan would pay more than 8.5% of their income for health insurance. Those credits have now been extended for another couple of years as we continue to build back the economy. That's win number one. Number two is, and this is something that has been talked about for literally decades, it took until this Congress and Joe Biden to get it done. Medicare is finally going to be able to negotiate with the drug companies for lower costs. The bulk purchasing power that Medicare has is enormous. And they've been fighting with both hands tied behind their back because of the drug companies and Republicans in Congress. No more. It's 10 drugs to start. Every successive year or two, additional, you know, like the cap will come off of that. This is going to lower drug prices for Americans on Medicare. It's going to cap what any senior on Medicare can pay out of pocket for prescription drugs at $2,000 a year. This is going to make healthcare more affordable for millions of Americans and make Medicare a better run, more efficient program in a way that saves the government taxpayer money. In this case, they're going to use that money to pay down the debt. Again, here we are talking about a win-win-win that people wanted to see and support. What a great bill. Let's get the House back and vote on this thing today.
We don't want to wait till Friday. This thing is going to reduce the deficit by an estimated $300 billion because you're going to have that minimum tax on corporations. It doesn't raise taxes on anybody making under $400,000 a year. And let me in the final 10 seconds say, yeah, it gives a lot more money to the IRS because it's about damn time we go after corporations and others and the very wealthy that have been evading their taxes. Let's get that done. And that's what we're doing. Joe Zepecki is our guest for this hour. We will turn towards state political matters coming up after the break. You're up north.